Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. What did you think of our holiday party? Did you have a good time?
As soon as we got the DJ to change the music, it was great.
Alicia and I were on a mission to play music that we wanted to hear, and it wasn't easy begging the DJ to play songs.
I think it's us, because the same thing happened on New Year's Eve. There's all sorts of different types of people there, and we just like what we like, and we don't bend all that much.
When you're dealing with radio people, everyone thinks that their favorite music is the music that everybody wants to hear.
Mm.
And it's not necessarily the truth, especially when you're in a room with so many different diverse ages and cultures and everything. So everybody wants something different.
Right.
How do you make everybody happy? It's an impossible job, to be honest.
Well, here's the plus is our vice president of programming doesn't care about other people or their emotions or their musical taste. So it's going to be what he wants.
Right. I've had this argument with them 1,000 times. They like deep, weird,
emo-ish.
Emo.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I like it in short periods, but I can't listen to it all night and dance and have it be party music.
And then you see, when it changed, it stayed that way because he realized, oh my God, people are dancing.
Yeah.
You know, by then we had run out of a lot of the other people too, though. Sometimes that's bad and sometimes that's good.
You know?
Because then you can get your freak on. Then you can go wild.
Raven couldn't wait for everyone to leave so he could finally dance on the dance floor.
I mean, Sean took his shirt off immediately.
Producer Sean loves to take his shirt off, and he just waited until it was like acceptable that everybody that was important enough had gone, and his shirt immediately came off. As soon as HR walked out,
right,
his tie was wrapped around his head.
I looked over. I said, oh my gosh, Sean is taking his clothes off. And nobody even flinched. They were like, oh yeah, he does that all the time.
All the time.
It's his thing.
Yeah.
7 a.m., 7 p.m., doesn't matter.
So how's the rest of the week been? You ready for the playoffs this weekend? Raven, for some reason, seems super pumped about it.
I didn't even know there was playoffs, Anna. I am hosting bridal shower next weekend, and I'm a bit overwhelmed. You know, I'm always hosting some kind of party. He's going away for the bachelor party the same weekend as the bridal shower, even though I begged them not to. There's like an unspoken rule that you can't do them on the same weekend because there needs to be a responsible adult at home.
Yeah, that'll be my mom, I guess, is what it'll be. I definitely will not be fielding calls about any issues going on with the bridal party, success or failure, while I'm at the bachelor party. You know, I just got priced out of the other weekend. There was only a couple options, and I got priced out.
I hope you're going to help with, like, the tables and the chairs and the setup before you go.
Oh, no. We'll help with that, you know, if they want to do that on Tuesday. But on Friday, I'll be on my way to the hotel, and the shower is Saturday.
Yeah, just abandon me, Anna. And I'll be setting up, you know, I'll be taking care of the house, keeping the dogs alive, going to set up the night before, and then going to set up early that morning with zero help. None whatsoever. I literally begged him not to do this.
Oh.
It's okay. His mom's on my side. She said that, you know, sometimes it's like talking to a wall. So,
well, she's going to help with the dogs. So that's going to be fine. So the dogs will stay alive. Alicia will get it done. It's not 5,000 people.
It's always stressful when you have to host something, but you always do it. It always ends up being great. And then you can just be relieved that it's over. And then you say, okay, I don't want to do this again for a long time. And then that time comes again and you do it again.
Oh, yeah. She's already said yes. She's got another one going in the fall. So,
yeah.
All right. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
He's getting a C. I'm really, really stressed out here and could use some help with tables and chairs. That's for sure.
Well, I'll do them Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday
no,
or Wednesday. And then we just hope that nobody moves them from then until your party.
Right.